Hey, good morning, friends. Skip here. Next episode of Finding Meaning is the 29th of March, 2023. Got a little glass of orange juice here. Sitting, watching some news. Bad news, basically. Watching people discuss reality is really what the news is. So we're going to talk about reality today. But I do hope that this podcast finds you well, finds you staying calm and continuing on your journey. It's not an easy journey, my friends. There's disappointments, there's frustrations. But hang in there. So let's get to our topic. Excuse me. Reality. Reality is subjective. And this is what people have created. Now, ultimately, the reality we aim for spiritually, our authenticity, our kindness, our love, the love that we really are, that's the real. That's the, you know, that's nirvana, that's home, that's heaven, that's enlightenment, that's, you know, the Christ mind, the Buddha mind, whatever human words we want to put on it. The ultimate goal of life, the ultimate journey is to find our way there. But, and it's a big but, what we live in is people creating a reality for other people to believe so that they can gain something. Power, control, their way politically, their way religiously. And it has everything to do with the power of belief. Because I think to some degree, if you believe it, it then manifests itself as truth to you. However, because the vast majority of people in this world don't know that the truth really is love, what they do is they buy into beliefs. And it doesn't mean they're evil necessarily. It can go there, but it means that they buy into a set of propositions that they themselves are comfortable with and believe hold, you know, the truth about life and relief, I guess, from their existential angst, from their doubt, etc., etc. I've told you the story before. I'll mention it again. I once gave a sermon many years ago, and a young mom came up to me after the sermon, and the sermon was about it's okay to question, if I recall. And she said, I don't want to question. I just want you to tell me what to believe so I can get on with my day. And I was like, oh, no. I don't do that. But a lot of people do. Now, you could say, well, Skip, you're asking me to believe that love is the way. And I think if believing is forming a reality, then I think the only truth we can ground that in is love. Love for self, love for neighbor, and the kindness and generosity that comes with that. So, you know, I don't think we could ever stop believing things as human beings. The question becomes, what do you base your beliefs in? Do you base your beliefs that make reality in false ideas, concepts that encourage dualism or prejudice or hatred, beliefs that vipercate our human existence? Or do you place your beliefs in things that I think are real? Love, forgiveness, kindness, generosity. You know, it doesn't mean you're going to have any less struggle. But I think that if belief makes reality, and I'm convinced that's what we humans have this power. If we have a superpower, it's the fact that we can create to some degree, the reality of our world through our believing things and then acting on those beliefs. If it's a part of being human that we have to believe things, then let's believe in something that is tangible, is real, is inclusive, is loving, is hopeful, is let's believe in things that allow us to not judge others, at least not harshly. That's not what we do, though, is it, folks? What we do is we pick from the options of belief that we've been handed. Religious beliefs, political beliefs, you know, beliefs about race, beliefs about gender, beliefs about all kinds of things. We acquire them from our family. We acquire them from our world. We acquire them from our circumstances of our life. We acquire them from news, which is not really news anymore. It's more opinion. And we say, well, this is what I'm going to believe because this makes sense to me. And it makes sense to us because it's what we're conditioned to understand. And it isn't until we break out of that conditioning, until we break out of these prescribed, these taught, these programmed belief systems, that we're able to find something more. Now, I'm going to be critical here because I think that although there may be belief systems that are closer to truth, closer to inclusion, most of the things that we believe in as humans require us to judge others to acquire the belief. It's a tough thing. That I can be the most, you know, open, inclusive person in the world, but there's still a part of me that wants to demonize the person who's not. Now, I'm convinced the person who's not open and inclusive is far more wrong. You know, hear me. But if we spend our time asserting our beliefs in a comparison, in a juxtaposition, and in that juxtaposition, we demean, demonize, dismiss the humanity of another person, then we're in trouble. Then we've just put fuel on the fire of the realities that we struggle to overcome. So my point is, regardless of where we're at or you're at or where I'm at on my belief system, if I fall into this too, folks, I judge other people. If we judge their worth, then we have just become a part of a dualistic reality. The Matrix has us at that point, which, by the way, was the name of the podcast when it started. Not to say we shouldn't judge people's behavior. If someone's obviously a fascist or a, you know, a sociopath or a narcissist, we have to see that and we have to isolate it. We have to not allow it in our lives, in our politics, in our religion. Unfortunately, human beings aren't aware enough to see that. And quite often the narcissist becomes the leader, the cult leader, if you will. I've seen it many times in my journey that people who are not aware enough to think for themselves, to think critically, they do what that young mom asked me. They just buy into something that seems right and they go about their life. And the world we've created as humans, the reality, wants to keep us in that shallow perspective. because if people think in deep ways, they tend to be transformed beyond the ways of the world. And the ways of the world, in order to preserve themselves, don't want that. I'm not saying there's some evil entity dictating that. I'm saying, as I have said a million times, it's a learned behavior, folks. The matrix, the reality, the false reality we created, is not created by some cabal of evil entities, some upper echelon, you know, class of lizard people or whatever. It's how we think and it's how we function, and therefore we can break it. Therefore we can grow out of it. But we have to be cognizant. We have to be understanding of what and why we believe what we believe. And most people will tell you that that's what they were taught to believe. Let me tell you about an interesting little thing that I did in my 20 years as a religious professional. I would often, and I knew what the answer was going to be a lot of times, but I would often ask people why they came to church. And on occasion you would hear, you know, well, I was invited or I was searching for something. But inevitably, the vast majority of what you would hear is, people would say, I always have, and it's because my family always has. It's what I learned. It's what I do. And that was the end of the conversation. There was no sharing of any depth about, you know, I'm searching for truth, or Sunday the alarm goes off and I get up and get the kids dressed and we go because that's what my parents did, and that's what their parents did, and that's what their parents did. We inherit, we learn, we are programmed into certain realities. I'm watching the news right now, and there's a certain politician who shall remain unnamed because I do not believe this should be a political podcast, but I mean, that's what politicians do. Politicians frame a reality and sell it to people in hopes of gaining power from that sales job. Don't care what side of the aisle you're on. It's the truth. Now, there may be one side that's closer to inclusion, closer to the concepts of finding meaning than others. But really, my friends, we are being sold all the time reality. A reality that the world wants us to buy into, so that whoever's selling the reality can gain something from the transaction. Spirituality, true spirituality, I'm convinced, is to operate beyond that. And, you know, be it through meditation or yoga, or spiritual disciplines, service to others, be it through tragedy, be it through the stripping of ego through tragedy, whatever it is, Our goal, our hope, our journey is really to be outside of that falsely constructed reality. Anyway, there you go. Hope it makes sense. And thanks for your time. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.